With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. For the first time in more than 6 weeks, the Ukrainian capital of Kiev came under fire from Russian missiles. Officials say air defenses shot down all the incoming missiles, but there were some injuries on the ground from falling debris. There's continued violence and unrest in Haiti.
Armed gangs have launched new attacks in the suburbs of Haiti's capital. The once peaceful outskirts of Port-au-Prince were caught under heavy gunfire from gangs. Haiti's National Police Force remains understaffed and outmatched. Just a day before, gang members could be seen running in the streets of the capital. The U.S. rushed to evacuate its citizens, dozens heading to Florida. Gunmen in Haiti have set fire to police stations, forced the closure of Haiti's main international airport, and stormed the country's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNNews.com, Boise, Idaho Police Chief Ron Weiniger says officers were ambushed and shot by a suspected accomplice as they were getting ready to leave a hospital with an inmate, Siler Meade.
A preliminary investigation indicates that Meade and the shooting suspect got into a gray four-door sedan, possibly a Honda Civic, and fled the area just prior to Boise police officers arriving.
Audio courtesy of KIVI. The inmate and accomplice are still at large. Secretary of State Blinken says the gaps are now narrowing in indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas over another ceasefire and hostage release. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and close friend has been fired by the LA Dodgers following allegations of illegal gambling and massive theft from the Japanese baseball star. Stock futures pointing higher this morning on Wall Street. This is SRN News. As Christian films and even faith-based television series like The Chosen have grown in popularity, they've attracted actors and crews who are not necessarily rooted in the faith community. Chris Carpenter is managing site editor for the Christian Post's CrossMap platform, and he spoke with Tom Tratup of SRN News in Los Angeles.
A lot of the people who we talked with who were actors or actresses on The Chosen were not hesitant to say they were not believers.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, that was an interesting thing to experience at The Chosen premiere. I guess I knew there were some people in the cast that weren't believers, but like you said, they're very respectful of the material. And my hope and my prayer is that just being around that material on a consistent basis would rub off on them.
Carpenter adds that while there are some exceptions, the lion's share of mainstream actors performing in Christian films this year are people of faith. This is SRN News. UN agencies are warning that waste from electronics is piling up worldwide while recycling rates remain low and are likely to fall even further. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Kenya, some businesses are finding ways to recycle discarded electronics in a bid to make money and reduce the environmental impact. Manager Catherine Wasolia says recycling plants like the WE Center are trying to make a dent in that e-waste mountain.
We take inventory of the items, and if there's items that maybe have data, we will do the data wiping, and then we're going to come and check and test it to see whether it can be reused or repurposed and things of that sort. If it cannot, then it is disassembled into the different component parts. That will be your plastics, your metals, and then the screws will be kept separately, and the boards.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.